The Book of Souls by James Oswald.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
Chapter 1. The streets are empty. An unnatural quiet spreads over the north end of the city as if all the sound has been sucked out of it by the festivities on Prince's Street. Only the occasional taxi breaks the calm as he follows his feet who knows where. Away from the crowds, away from the excitement, away from the joy. He has been wandering for hours now, searching, though in his heart he knows he is too late. Has he been here before? There is a terrible familiarity about it all. The clock tower arms reaching towards midnight and the opening of a new millennium. The cobbled streets glistening with slippery rain. The orange glow against warm sandstone painting everything with a demonic light. His feet take him downwards through the nine circles, despair growing with each muffled footfall. What is it that stops him on the bridge? An impossible sound, perhaps? The echo of a scream uttered years ago? Or maybe it's the sudden hush of the city, holding its breath, counting down those last seconds to a new dawn. He can't share their enthusiasm, can't find it in himself to care. If he could stop time, turn it backwards, he would do things so differently. But this...